Well, I wonder if you can lift your hands and lift your voice to Jesus this morning. Oh, come on, everybody. Come on, everybody. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. One more time, why don't we give him a good hand clap of praise? Amen. I'm thankful to know that we are on his mind today. Can y'all hear Brother Diego?
Hello. Oh, okay. Now you can hear me.
Oh, man. Lord, bless Brother Diego.
Dios bendiga al hermano Diego.
I have no idea what he just said, but amen. I'm so thankful to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. There's no other place that I would rather be than knowing that I am in his hands. Amen. Every day that we are given an opportunity to worship him, it should be the most important day of our lives. I'm thankful that we woke up this morning and we was able to come to church. But I don't want to just show up to church just so I can see friends. I want to show up and give God everything that I have. I want to worship him in spirit and in truth. I want to be able to lift my voice with no strings attached. And to be able to say, Jesus, I love you. And I don't want to just worship him because of what he can do for me. I want to worship him because of who he is. Amen. I'm thankful to feel his presence today. Amen. And in the absence of Bishop Crosswhite, I give honor to him and Sister Crosswhite today. What a wonderful couple. And I am thankful for his voice in my family's life. Amen. I was just talking to a young preacher that he was trying to convince me that you need the voice of only influential people in your life. And I asked him, I said, how long have you been evangelizing? And he said, I've only been evangelizing about 6 months. And I told him, I said, we've been on the field for 7 years full time. And I'm not worried about rubbing shoulders with peers.
Y no me interesa mucho como estar apegado junto a los ancianos.
But I am worried about having proper voices in my life.
Pero estoy más preocupado de tener voces correctas que vengan de Dios en mi vida.
Oh, amen. And I'm thankful for the voice of elders.
Y estoy agradecido por la voz de los ancianos.
Oh, I wish I had an amen this morning. I'm thankful for voices that are still willing to tell us no. Amen. I'm thankful. I'm thankful to know today that I am standing in a pulpit. I have no idea what just happened. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that too.
Amen. I'm thankful to be standing in a pulpit where truth is preached. Amen. This morning, I've come with a heavy heart and through the night. I have wrestled back and forth. But I have felt the hand of the Holy Ghost this morning. I have felt confirmation for what I am supposed to preach. And so I am going to do my very best to deliver exactly what I have felt the Holy Ghost say. Folks, there is one thing about living for God that will never change, whether you live for Him or whether you backslide.
Ya sea, hay algo que nunca va a cambiar cuando creas en el Señor, ya sea que estés con el Señor o te vayas de la iglesia.
That your response to God does not lessen who He is.
Que tu respuesta a Dios no cambia lo que el Señor es.
He's absolute.
Él es absoluto.
And we're not.
Y nosotros no.
I am subject to failing.
Estoy sujeto a fallar.
I am subject to not fulfilling my duties to the fullest.
Estoy sujetado a no cumplir con mis tareas al 100%.
Brother Pearl,
hermano Pearl,
I'm thankful for what you said before you turned it over this morning.
Estoy muy agradecido por lo que dijo antes de que me pasara el micrófono.
Because this morning I want to read from the book of Matthew, chapter number 5.
Porque quiero hablarles del libro de Mateo, capítulo 5, el verso 6.
And verse number 6.
Y el verso 6.
Everybody should be able to quote this. Blessed are they which do hunger.
Bienaventurados los que tienen hambre.
Woo! Oh, those that hunger.
Aquellos que tienen hambre.
And thirst after righteousness.
Y sed de justicia.
I'm thankful that it don't say that they might be filled.
Aquí no dice que será más o menos lleno.
I'm thankful that it rings as an absolute this morning.
Qué bueno que suena como un absoluto esta mañana.
That when you seek God,
que cuando buscas a Dios,
that He will fulfill every need.
Él va a completar y llenar toda necesidad.
Oh, for they shall
porque
be filled.
Serán saciados.
Then the book of Amos, chapter number 8.
Luego el libro de Amos, capítulo 8.
And verse number 11.
Y el verso 11.
Behold,
he aquí,
the days will come.
Vienen días.
Saith the Lord God.
Dice Jehová el Señor.
It's a promise.
Es una promesa.
That I will send a famine.
Los cuales enviaré hambre a la tierra.
In the land. Not a famine of bread,
no hambre de pan,
nor a thirst for water,
ni sed de agua.
Woo! But of hearing the word of the Lord,
sino de oír la palabra de Jehová.
They shall wander from sea to sea,
irán errantes de mar a mar,
and from the north and even the east,
desde el norte hasta el oriente.
They shall run to and fro.
Discurrirán buscando
to seek the word of the Lord,
la palabra de Jehová,
and shall not find it.
Y no la hallarán.
Folks, I want to preach my heart this morning. I'm going to preach the famine.
Voy a predicar sobre el título del hambre.
If there has ever been a time in our walk with God in this generation,
y si ha habido un tiempo en nuestro caminar con el Señor,
that there is a lack of desire for the things of God.
En donde nos falta el deseo por las cosas del Señor.
And a heightened need for entertainment.
Y si hay un alto deseo por el entretenimiento.
It's right now.
Es ahora.
Amen. You may be seated.
Ya te puedes sentar.
When a person begins to experience severe starvation,
cuando una persona experimenta un hambre absoluta,
the effects of starvation, they don't show up overnight or immediately.
Estos signos de hambre no se empiezan a mostrar de un día para otro.
The effects develop in stages.
Sino que se va revelando a través de fases.
At first, your body will begin to conserve energy.
Primero tu cuerpo va a conservar energía.
Strength begins to fade away. And the strength is not immediately noticed to be gone.
Y la fuerza se empieza a decaer, aunque no te des cuenta.
Your movements slow down.
Tus movimientos empiezan a ser más lentos.
It becomes more and more difficult to focus.
Y se siente un poco más difícil de enfocarse.
Even the simple tasks of life feel more daunting and heavy.
Incluso las tareas más simples se sienten más pesadas de hacer.
Then the effects begin to show what you feel like you have hidden.
Y luego te sientes como que has sido golpeado.
They become more visible.
Y se siente más visible, ¿cierto? Sí.
Your face begins to change.
Tu cara empieza a cambiar.
Your body weakens.
Tu cuerpo se debilita.
Paleness and blood flow begins to be reduced.
Te vuelves pálido, tu sangre deja de fluir.
There's a loss of energy that no amount of rest can restore.
Y hay una pérdida de energía tan grande que ni siquiera descansando o durmiendo se recupera.
And one of the most serious signs of starvation.
Y uno de los signos más fatales de esto.
Is not just a physical weakness.
No solamente una debilidad física.
It is the mental place.
Sino que es lo mental.
Where depression and anxiety begin to set in.
Donde la depresión y la ansiedad empiezan a ponerse en su mente.
Where there is a heightened need for you to find food and nourishment.
Donde hay una alta necesidad de encontrar comida.
But it goes far beyond just the mental or physical place.
Pero va más allá de lo mental o físico.
They say the starvation literally at the end stages of starvation changes the chemical makeup of your body.
Incluso las últimas fases de esta hambre absoluta cambia tu reacción química del cuerpo.
And it pushes you to the place.
Y te empuja a un lugar.
Where there is an absolute loss of appetite.
Donde hay una pérdida absoluta de apetito.
A starving person can get to the place where food is an absolute turnoff.
Una persona puede llegar al punto de que la comida ya no sirve.
Even though it is the only thing that can make them survive.
Incluso cuando es la única cosa que lo puede hacer sobrevivir.
You can present food to somebody that has lost their appetite in starvation.
Puede presentarle comida a alguien que ha perdido el apetito y que tiene mucha hambre.
And they will begin to neglect what can save them.
Pero van a empezar a rechazar lo que puede salvarlos.
And your own body.
Y tu propio cuerpo.
Begins to shut down.
Empieza a apagarse poco a poco.
From the internal place to the external.
Desde lo interior al exterior.
And medically, this is the most dangerous stage to be in.
Y medicalmente esta es la fase más peligrosa que uno puede estar.
Because I want everybody to hear me right now.
Porque quiero que todos me escuchen ahora.
Because when hunger disappears.
Porque cuando el hambre desaparece.
Survival is no longer an issue.
La supervivencia ya no deja de ser un problema.
Spiritually speaking.
Espiritualmente hablando.
A loss of spiritual appetite.
Cuando perdemos el apetito espiritual.
Is the greatest danger facing our generation right now.
El peligro más grande que nuestra generación está enfrentando hoy.
There are folks that are dying on the inside.
Hay personas que mueren en el interior.
Because you have learned to live without the presence of God.
Porque has aprendido a vivir sin la presencia del Señor.
You know church culture.
Tú solamente conoces la cultura de la
iglesia. But you no longer know brokenness.
Pero ya no conoces el quebrantamiento.
You know how to sing the songs.
Sabes cómo cantar las canciones.
But you don't know how to weep in prayer.
Pero no sabes cómo llorar en la presencia.
You know how to look your best on a Sunday.
Tú sabes cómo verte bien un domingo.
While your spiritual man has already began to dissipate.
Cuando tu hombre espiritual empieza a desaparecer.
When somebody's truly starving spiritually,
cuando alguien está muy hambriento espiritualmente,
everything else becomes secondary.
Todo lo demás se vuelve secundario.
That's where preaching is no longer important.
Es ahí cuando la prédica ya deja de ser importante.
That's where living righteously is no longer important.
Cuando vivir justamente deja de ser importante.
That's where your comfort in finding strength in the Holy Ghost.
Y cuando encuentras fuerza del Espíritu Santo ya.
Is no longer an absolute. It is no longer an absolute necessity.
Y deja de ser una absoluta necesidad.
My God, that's why showing up to church becomes less important.
Por eso cuando uno viene a la iglesia se vuelve menos importante.
That's why you can fellowship what you said you would never fellowship.
Por eso tú puedes estar con la gente, pero a la vez no.
That's where your pride takes over repentance.
Y ahí cuando el orgullo intenta tomar el puesto del arrepentimiento.
Oh God, thou art my God.
Oh Dios, mi Dios.
Early will I seek thee.
Yo voy a buscar tu gente.
My God, my soul thirsteth for thee.
Dios, mi alma tiene sed de ti.
My flesh longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land.
Mi carne anhela más a ti.
Watch what it says. Where there is no water.
Donde no hay nada más.
David was not describing just casual church attendance.
David no estaba solamente hablando de venir a la iglesia ya.
David was describing, oh my, desperation.
David estaba hablando de la desesperación.
There are people that only want to seek the face of God.
Hay gente que solamente busca el rostro del Señor.
When their life starts collapsing.
Cuando su vida empieza a colapsar.
But preacher, don't you challenge me to go any further than where I've been.
El predicador no me desafía a ir más allá de lo que puedo ir.
But somebody that is truly hungry.
Pero alguien que realmente tiene hambre del Señor.
They desire more of him because they know they can't survive without him.
Ellos tienen más hambre del Señor porque saben que no pueden sobrevivir sin el Señor.
There's a level of prayer that comes from discipline.
Hay un nivel de oración que viene de la disciplina.
But there's another level that comes out of desperation, my friend.
Pero hay otro nivel que sale de la desesperación.
Where you don't have to have anybody prompt you and remind you to pray.
Nadie tiene que decirte y acordarte que tienes que orar.
Because there is something within you that wants to get closer to Jesus.
Porque hay algo en ti, dentro de ti, que quiere acercarse al Señor.
Desperate people.
Personas desesperadas.
Will do whatever they have to do.
Van a hacer lo que tengan que hacer.
To achieve what's going to save them.
Van a hacer lo que sea para alcanzar lo que tienen que hacer.
They'll wake up hungry in the middle of the night.
Ese hambre que te despierta en la noche.
And they won't just pick up their telephone the very first thing.
No van a solamente agarrar el teléfono la primera vez.
But they'll wake up in the middle of the night and they'll say, God, are you trying to talk to me?
Sino que van a despertar y decir, Señor, ¿me estás hablando?
Oh my, can I just preach my heart this morning? I know I'm not getting barely one or two amens, and that's okay. But somebody that's truly hungry for the things of God, the emptiness inside pushes them to get right with God. Oh, here we go. I'm not here to make anybody mad, and to the ministry that is here, I submit myself to you.
No estoy tratando de hacer enojar a nadie, sino que me someto al ministerio que está aquí.
So if I get in trouble, Diego's in trouble.
Así que si yo estoy en problema, yo también estoy en problema.
A dying person that is dealing with dehydration.
Que está deshidratada.
Does not argue over the brand of the water.
No empieza a argumentar por de qué marca el agua.
Just because you may not like the delivery, just because you may not like the preacher, just because you don't like the performance of the church, he don't complain about the temperature of the water.
No te vas a quejar por la temperatura del agua.
He just needs something to cause him to live.
Solamente te está llamando para que tú vivas.
Yet spiritually speaking,
y espiritualmente hablando,
we'll reject the preacher because we don't like his delivery method.
Probablemente rechacemos al predicador porque no sabemos cómo lo hace.
We'll say, well, that wasn't for me. Let somebody else chew on that for a little while.
Y uno puede decir, no, eso no fue para mí, fue para otra persona.
They're too loud. They're too strong. They preach conviction too hard.
Son muy ruidosos, son muy gritones, predican mucho de esto, del otro.
They're not worried about the label.
No se preocupan de lo demás.
All they want is something to stir their soul and to say, God, if you don't touch me, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this mess.
No sé cómo, Señor, pero necesito que me toques, okay.
You reject preaching because it serves as a place of correction.
Y tú rechazas la prédica porque sirve como un lugar de
corrección. But it hurts your feelings.
Pero te duelen los sentimientos.
Hallelujah. Preacher, preach to me.
Predicador, predíqueme a mí.
I want somebody that's not afraid to say, Tim Main.
Yo quiero alguien que me diga, que no esté con miedo y que me diga, Tim Main.
You better get yourself right.
Más te vale que estés bien.
Well, you didn't say that nice enough, so I'm going to reject it. No, I am hungry for a move of God to the place that I am willing to say, let me get my feelings off of this. It may be Diego, it may be Brother Watson, it may be Brother Pardo, it may be another man of God that's preaching. It may be your favorite evangelist.
Tal vez sea tu evangelista favorito.
But if that ever trumps the voice of your man of God.
Pero si eso empieza a colapsar con la voz del...
Because my pastor hurt my feelings. You should rejoice whenever your feelings are out of place.
Tú deberías regocijarte cuando tus sentimientos están fuera de lugar.
Oh, Jesus. Because a hungry man
porque un hombre hambriento
desires what he can't get himself.
Desea lo que no puede tener.
Meanwhile,
mientras,
you want to be spiritual on the outside,
te quieres ser espiritual por lo de afuera,
but internally you want to know why everything's falling apart.
Pero por dentro te empiezas a preguntar por qué todo se está derrumbando.
I hope I am always thankful and grateful whenever I get to feel conviction in the Holy Ghost.
Cuando siento convicción, yo espero estar agradecido por lo que siento.
Because a starving man's never going to critique the bread.
Porque un hombre hambriento no va a criticar el pan.
He's going to reach for it and say, can I have a little bit more?
Sino que va a pedir más.
Okay, let me give you Bible for it. So, You say, Brother Maine, is this really Bible today? Let me help somebody. The prodigal son is one of the most clear pictures in the Bible of spiritual starvation. Because we can be full in our father's house, but sin always promises more and delivers less. Sin promises satisfaction but produces famine.
El pecado cree que te puede satisfacer pero solamente produce más hambre.
Just as the world promotes pleasure.
Así como el mundo promueve la
at first
tener todo,
it feels good.
Al principio se siente bien.
It don't even look that bad.
No se ve tan mal.
Until you start starving for peace in your mind.
Hasta que empiezas a tener hambre por paz en tu mente.
Until you start starving to locate what your identity is.
Y empiezas a tener hambre para saber dónde está tu identidad.
Until you start starving for love.
Y cuando empiezas a tener hambre por amor.
And you start starving for purity.
Entonces ahí empiezas a tener hambre por pureza.
Can I say something real quick and for the sake of little ears that you can read between the lines right now? Purity is not just one area of your life. It's purity of mind. It's purity of spirit. It's purity of soul. It is not just purity of body.
No solamente pureza del cuerpo mismo.
Because when something comes in,
cuando algo viene,
and it disrupts the purity of your life,
y empieza a interrumpir la pureza de tu vida,
it starts affecting every area.
Empieza a afectar cada área de tu vida.
Oh man, I don't mean to make enemies this morning, but I'm going to preach what I felt when I was praying.
Sino que intento predicar lo que el Señor me mandó.
Money will never give you spiritual satisfaction.
El dinero nunca te va a dar satisfacción espiritual.
Relationships will never replace God.
Relaciones tampoco van a reemplazar al Señor.
And your level of success
y tu nivel de logro
will never fill your spiritual emptiness.
Nunca va a llenar tu vacío espiritual.
And your entertainment
y tu entretenimiento
and what you substitute for the presence of God
lo que sustituyes por la presencia del Señor
will never heal sin or failures.
Nunca va a sanar los pecados ni los fallos. Horror.
We keep drinking from broken cisterns because the cistern looked good.
Seguimos bebiendo de cosas rotas porque se ve bien.
We run to empty wells.
Y corremos por los, por las cosas vacías.
And we chase temporal pleasures.
Buscamos por placeres temporales.
You show me somebody.
Y me muestras a alguien.
Oh man, I'm just going to say it, Brother Watson. I'm sorry.
Solamente lo voy a decir, no, Watson, perdón.
You show me somebody that has a heightened need for entertainment.
Muestras a alguien que tiene alta.
I'll show you somebody that's struggling in their prayer life.
Te voy a mostrar a alguien que está completamente entregado a la oración en su vida.
I have never seen the pandemic of grown men playing video games and neglecting their spiritual life.
Nunca he visto tantos hombres tuviendo errores y reemplazando la presencia del Señor por algo más.
Boy, you can hear a mouse licking ice right now. Well, here we go. You ready, Diego? Okay, if I get in trouble, you're in trouble. Amen. Brent, I had a young man call me about 3 months ago.
Un hombre me llamó 3 meses atrás.
This young man was an incredible preacher.
Y este hombre era un increíble predicador.
He said, Brother Main, I need you to pray for me.
Y me dijo que orara yo por él.
I said, What's wrong, buddy?
Y le dije, ¿qué pasó?
He said, Well, he said, I've been playing Xbox Live.
Bueno, yo estaba jugando en la Xbox.
I said, okay.
Dije, okay.
I said, what's the problem?
¿Cuál es el problema?
He said, well, on Xbox Live, I started chatting with a girl.
Bueno, aquí en el Xbox empecé a hablar con una mujer.
This is a young man that was married.
Este es un hombre casado.
This is a young man just starting out in ministry.
Un hombre joven que empezó el ministerio.
Man, I feel the Holy Ghost right now.
Siento el Espíritu Santo.
Brother Lance, he started crying on the phone and he said, Brother Main,
empezó a llorar por el
he said, I went too far.
Y me dijo, hermano Main, fui demasiado lejos.
And I had to stop and I said, what are you talking about? You're talking to somebody on a video game.
Y tú, yo tuve que parar, estás hablando de alguien en el videojuego.
My last video game system was a Game Boy, y'all.
Mi último videojuego fue el
okay.
Game Boy.
Like I am old.
Yo soy muy viejo.
I have no idea what you said, but it sounded good. I hope you said that I'm not as old as I feel. And he started telling me, hey, I've been talking to somebody on a video game. I said, how in the world do you talk to somebody on a video game? He said, oh, Brother Main, it's easy. You can talk to somebody from across the world and you can play the games with them. I said, these are real people? He said, yeah. And I said, well, how in the world did you get to talking to this individual?
Bueno, ¿cómo le empezaste a hablar a este individuo?
He said, oh, we as teammates on a shooting game.
Oh, éramos compañeros en un juego de disparos.
And she was really, really good.
Ella muy buena.
So I wanted to see how she became so good.
Así que quería preguntarle cómo se hizo tan buena.
He said, so we exchanged Snapchats.
Así que intercambiamos Snapchat.
We started video calling one another.
Empezamos a hacer videollamadas entre nosotros.
Let me stop real quick because I know somebody's fixing to throw rocks at me. If your pastor, never mind. I know he probably preaches against video, so I'm just going to preach it, okay? And I couldn't wrap my mind around it. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, and he said, well, we started Snapchat and we started video calling one another.
Bueno, empezamos a tener videollamadas entre nosotros.
This is a 26-year-old married man with a little baby.
Este es un hombre que tiene 26 años, está casado y tiene un bebé.
And he's video cam or he's I don't know the right word. He's Snapchatting somebody about how to become better at a shooting game.
Y este es un hombre que está tratando de averiguar cómo volverse mejor en un juego de disparos.
What's your name, sir? Nice to meet you. My name's Tim. It's just like if I wanted to call and say, hey, how'd you get so good at that?
Es como que yo quisiera llamar, oye, ¿cómo te hiciste tan bueno en esto?
He said, well, Brother Main, we started talking personally.
Bueno, después de hermano Main empezamos
a hablar. About life.
And he said, she lives in Maine, and I'm between Maine and Texas.
Ella vive aquí, en otro lugar, yo estoy entre medio.
I said, okay.
Dije, okay.
He said, Brother Maine, he said, I just lost my job because I've been staying up at nights.
Y he perdido mi trabajo porque me he quedado muy tarde en la noche.
I hope I don't offend anybody right now.
Espero que no haya ofendido a nadie ahora.
And he said,
y él dijo,
oh God. He said, I don't know how I'm going to afford the bills now.
No sé cómo voy a pagar las cuentas.
I said, that's the least of your worries.
Dije, oye, ese es el último de tus problemas.
I said, does your wife and your pastor knows what's going on?
¿Acaso tu pastor y tu esposa saben qué pasa?
He said, nobody knows it.
Y dijo, no, nadie sabe.
His pastor is a very close friend of mine.
Y su pastor es muy buen amigo mío.
This young man asked if I would mentor him. That he caught a bad fish, y'all.
Y me preguntó si yo quería ser un mentor para él y dije, ajá.
He said, you're the first one that knows. I said, no, I'm not. I said, God already knows what's going on. So I said, hey,
así que, oye,
how much have you been praying every day?
¿Cuánto has orado cada día?
And he said, none.
Me dijo, nada.
So how long has this been going on?
Bueno, ¿hace cuánto tiempo que llevas haciendo esto, entonces?
The no prayer, not talking to the lady.
La no oración y hablando con esta mujer.
He said, probably about 6 months. I said, you just preached at so-and-so's church. And I said, you knowingly are doing this stuff. And he said something that I will never forget, and it burned in me, young people. He said, I started desiring to be entertained more than I started desiring God.
Y empecé a desear estar más entretenido que la presencia del Señor.
Because it made me feel fulfilled in areas.
Porque me hizo sentir lleno en áreas.
That I felt like God was filling me in.
En donde no sentía al Señor.
There is a famine that is coming to the church.
Hay un hambre que viene a la iglesia.
And it is a famine of the lack of faithfulness to the things of God.
Y es un hambre que es por dejar las cosas de Dios, dejar de ser fiel al Señor.
I talked to the young man yesterday.
Y le hablé a este joven ayer.
Him and his wife are divorcing.
Y él y su esposa están divorciando.
He's already made plans to move this lady down from Maine to where he lives.
Y está planeando ahora mover esta mujer con la que habló a su casa.
I said, you're going to throw it all away, are you?
Y le dije, oh, ¿y vas a tirar toda la basura entonces?
He said, Brother Maine, I went too far.
Me dijo, hermano Maine, creo que fui demasiado lejos.
That's why I have a problem with people binge watching YouTube for 6, 7, 8 hours without blinking an eye.
Por eso tengo problemas con la gente que solamente ve YouTube videos.
That we lay in the bed, wakeless hours.
Por horas y horas y horas viendo el teléfono.
We can memorize the lyrics of every worldly song.
Podemos memorizarnos las canciones de
but I can't give a Bible study.
Pero no puedo dar un estudio bíblico.
We can sit through 3-hour movies.
Podemos ver películas de 3 horas.
But you become restless during the preaching.
Pero te empiezas a cansar cuando
for 45 minutes.
45 minutos.
These are not just distractions. They are the outward showing of an internal famine. God help me. Because we are so full of everything except God. We're full of noise. We're full of entertainment. We're full of opinion. And that turns to bitterness.
Que se convierte en raíces de amargura.
And then that turns to carnality.
Y eso se convierte en carnalidad.
But what do you do when you walk past somebody in Walmart and it don't take a rocket scientist to tell that they need prayer? I'm afraid that we're building powerless generations.
Estamos construyendo generaciones sin poder.
Because we've learned to play the part with no action.
Porque aprendimos a cómo jugar nuestro rol, pero no hacer la acción.
When's the last time
¿Cuándo fue la última vez?
That you stood in the front of the mirror and you examined yourself.
Que estuviste al frente del espejo y te examinaste.
When's the last time you were really honest with yourself?
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que fuiste realmente honesto contigo mismo?
And said, I need to pray through to the Holy Ghost again.
Y dijiste, necesito la oración del Espíritu Santo para
because romper. There are things that I am entertaining.
Porque hay cosas que estoy entreteniendo.
That I know that if I don't get a handle on it right now,
y sé que si no pongo mis manos, no lo arreglo ahora,
it is going to produce in me what I said I would never become.
Va a producir en mí lo que nunca quise convertir.
God help me right now, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Dios, ayúdame ahora, siento el Espíritu Santo.
No longer are we driven by a burden.
Ya no estamos siendo llevados por el...
But this is the tragedy. Please hear a young man right now.
Y esta es la tragedia.
I have faults and I have things that I struggle with that if I don't keep it based in prayer, Brother Colton, it's going to take over and control every aspect of my life. I'm no better than anybody this morning. But I better be willing every day to put my face beside my bed in that little chair that sits beside my bed. And I better be able to say, God, there are things in my life that I need you to help me with today. Because, Brother Pearl, if I don't do it every day, I don't care if it takes 10 minutes or an hour.
No importa si toman 10 minutos o una hora.
When I let it slip,
cuando dejo que solamente vaya, así como sin nada,
I gotta ask what's feeding my appetite.
Tengo que preguntarme al mundo qué estoy alimentando.
Tragedy is.
La tragedia es.
Is that we get a set at the master's table every Tuesday and Thursday and Sunday. And we leave hungry.
Nos vamos con hambre.
When somebody's truly hungry,
pero cuando hay alguien que realmente tiene hambre,
pride disappears.
El orgullo desaparece.
Blind Bartimaeus didn't care who was around. Bartimaeus, Jesus is about to come and you need to be quiet.
Bartimeo el ciego tiene que estar callado porque va a venir Jesús.
The Bible said,
pero la Biblia dice,
that they charged him to hold his peace.
Sino que lo empujaron para que dejara de...
But I'm thankful that blind Bartimaeus cried the more.
Pero estoy agradecido que este ciego, Bartimeo, clamó más al Señor cuando lo empujaron.
Hungry people are hard to silence.
Gente hambrienta, muy difícil callar.
The crowd around Bartimaeus was too comfortable in his presence.
La multitud que había alrededor de este ciego era solamente se quedaban quietos en paz.
There's a level of praise that comes out of routine.
Hay un nivel de adoración que viene de la rutina.
But there's another level of praise that comes out of desperation.
Pero hay otro nivel de adoración que viene de la desesperación.
How many of you can testify right now by the showing of a hand that you know without a doubt in your mind that God has kept you in times when he shouldn't have kept you?
¿Cuántos han sabido que el Señor lo mantenió en un tiempo que no debió mantenerlos?
How many of you know without a doubt in your mind that God was merciful in situations that you didn't deserve mercy?
¿Cuántos han sido testigos de que Dios ha sido misericordioso cuando no tenía que haber sido misericordioso?
How many of you can testify right now that there's areas in my life that I desperately needed peace and he gave me peace?
¿Cuántos han sabido que usted ha necesitado paz y el Señor le ha dado paz?
I'm thankful for the memories of yesterday's and how good God's been to me. But you better never forget. Brother Lance, what ushered you to the place to be able to say, God, I need your help.
Para que tú vengas al altar y digas, Señor, necesito tu ayuda.
Nobody at that moment had to beg you to worship God.
Nadie en ese momento a ti tiene que rogar o pedir que alabes al Señor.
A religious crowd rejected Jesus.
La multitud religiosa rechazó a Jesús.
But I'm thankful to know that broken people ran to him.
Pero qué bueno que la gente quebrantada corrió a Jesús.
Because broken people and people that are starving.
Porque gente hambrienta que tiene mucha hambre.
Can recognize.
Puede reconocer.
Can recognize.
Puede reconocer.
What will give them nourishment?
Lo que les va a dar lo que necesitan.
It's a woman with the issue of blood.
La mujer con el problema del flujo de sangre.
I want to say this right now.
Quiero decir esto ahora.
There are people in this house that you're dealing with the shame of failure. You're dealing with the shame of yesterdays.
Algunos tienen problemas con la pérdida, con los fallos, los errores.
Biblically, the lady with the issue of blood was a societal failure.
Y bíblicamente, la mujer con el flujo de sangre era un fallo social.
That didn't stop her from getting to Jesus.
Pero eso no le impidió a ella llegar a Jesús.
People that are hungry, that have failure in their lives,
y gente que tiene hambre, pero que tienen fallos en sus vidas,
will not let them hold that back.
No le va a impedir venir a Jesús.
But say, God, I'm desperate for a move of you right now. Would you stand with me? If you're bodily able. Zacchaeus laid down his pride and his dignity because Zacchaeus was hungry.
Esta persona dejó su dignidad y todo su orgullo porque tenía hambre.
The Syrophoenician woman. She looked at Jesus at the dinner table.
Esta mujer miró a Jesús en la cena.
Truth, Lord.
Dijo, Señor.
Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs.
Si incluso los perros comen la mía.
I'm too hungry to walk away empty, she was saying.
Yo tengo mucha hambre como para ir.
On this Sunday morning of May 31st.
Este domingo del mayo 31.
I'm thankful that heaven still responds to that kind of hunger. I'm thankful that God's still attracted to desperation. I wonder today, all around this house right now, if we could be honest with ourselves. And I could say, when is the last time that you truly stepped out from where you are? Not out of duty, but because there was something that was pulling on the inside of you to say, I'm here to help you.
Estoy aquí para
ayudarte. Or do we turn around and walk out?
O nos damos una vuelta y nos salimos de ahí.
Dissatisfied.
Para satisfacer.
I don't want to just attend church.
No solamente quiero venir a la iglesia.
I don't want to just know the scripture.
No quiero solamente saber la
escritura. I don't want to just say that I have history with God.
No solamente quiero decir que tengo historia con el Señor.
I want to crave His presence again.
Sino quiero estar hambriento de su presencia.
I want to tremble at conviction again.
Quiero temblar a la convicción.
I want to desire once again to live separated and holy.
Quiero desear vivir separadamente del mundo para el Señor.
I still want something in me.
Yo quiero algo en mí.
To become hungry for souls.
Que se sienta hambriento por las almas.
Because I once was lost.
Porque una vez estuve perdido.
Now I'm found.
Pero ahora he sido encontrado.
I'm not going to let anything stand in the way from me getting to the master's table.
No voy a dejar que nada me impida llegar a la mesa del maestro.
To every individual in this place,
para cada individuo aquí en este lugar,
if it's been more than one day since you've really prayed through,
y si ha pasado más un día que realmente oras,
forget about who might see you, forget about what it looks like or sounds like. To the people that usually don't move,
porque la gente usualmente no se mueve,
would you come to the altar with me?
Venga al altar.
Why don't you kneel your knee, let a tear fall?
Porque no dejas que tus lágrimas caigan.
Come on, church. Come on, guest.
Vamos, iglesia. Vamos, invita.
Oh, I need you, Jesus. God, I'm hungry.
There's a hunger and a thirst. I am desperate. Immerse me. I'm not waiting, not anymore.
Yes.
I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. 'Cause there's a hunger and a thirst. I am dead.